we had to do something to stay here and stay relevant and stay afloat. It was a defining moment for us, I guess.
And you've been able to keep your local sources, your local product as well, even though you've kind of adapted this grocery model and this meal kit model too.
I know a lot of people will get into the habit of cooking the same old thing, and they have a lot of recipes that they maybe cook over and over. And so this gives them a great way to explore different cooking techniques or different recipes, or even, you know, it takes a lot of the guesswork out for, you know, what are we doing for dinner tonight? They're really kind of easy, simple, heat-and-eat type meals. And so those have really worked out great for us, and those have been the new saving grace. We've actually gone through almost three changes so far up to this point. So we started with groceries into prepared meals and then into carryout.
What have become the most popular items for people to come to the grocery store to purchase?
Things like chicken breast or ground beef or eggs. You know, it changes with the times, and it changes with how the market's been being affected. At the beginning, it was grocery stores running out of products, and then as they're able to catch up, the grocery type items are kind of starting to fall off in terms of sales. And so we're seeing more of people looking for something different, something to change the routine, something to get some normalcy back into their lives.
Have you discovered new items that became popular in the grocery store mode that you want to incorporate into your restaurant menu?
It used to be kind of a joke that Roosters never sold chicken. And we would always get that question. Because we were getting so many people asking for chicken, just raw chicken and things like that, we brought it in, and we need to move it fast. You know, chicken doesn't have a huge shelf life, and if we're going to be bringing it in volume, we have to turn it over. And so we put chicken on the menu for the first time in the history of the restaurant. I mean, we've done specials and things before, but we've never had chicken as a mainstay item on the menu. And so we put a chicken sandwich on the menu. We put chicken salad on the menu. And those are really popular items. I mean, they were never something that I had intended of ever serving, but, you know, it'll probably go on the regular menu from here out, and I'll no longer get to have that joke of, yeah, we're Roosters, but we don't sell chicken.
Will you continue the grocery after you go back to your regular restaurant model?
I would really love to see us be a location where people can count on sourcing local products, give the people an opportunity to not only showcase their items through our menu, but also through the grocery. I think any way we can help some of these small businesses keep going strong, keep growing, you know, it's pretty important to me and to the business model.
Thank you, Ross, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much.